Welcome to the Trigator Podcast, where budgets are balanced, debt gets destroyed, and alligator expenses get fed before they bite. I am your host, Nate Tanner. The Trigator Podcast is sponsored by Trigator. Go to Trigator.com and sign up for your free trial of the Trigator app to budget by paycheck, build your savings, and knock out debt. With Trigator, you can enjoy life more and worry about money less. Okay, so today I want to take some time to dive a little bit more into the Financial House Level 2. Now, I am skipping over Level 1 just because Level 1 is pretty simple and straightforward. It's about giving. It's taking some of that money that you get in every month or every week or every other week, and you are going to give some of it to a charity or to a tithe or something that is some sort of giving in a charitable fashion. And you do that to kind of put things into perspective and show what's really important in life for you. But we're going to skip over that just a little bit and dive into the level two for a little bit, because there are some horrible mistakes that you're making with your budget. And I want to talk about a few of those things and how to avoid them and how you can overcome them. The first problem that I want to take a few minutes to discuss is the problem of mindset. And this is where really a lot of the core issues come from when people have issues with their budget. They like to think negatively about money or about having money or about different things like that. Like they'll think, for example, you know, I can't afford this because XYZ, and they'll fill in the blank as to why they can't afford something. And it might be true that you maybe shouldn't afford something, but they have this idea about money that it's scarce and that there isn't enough. And that is not the best mindset, because there's plenty of money out there for those who are willing to go out and work for it and get it. And you can afford certain things if you work for it. And that's one of the big mindset issues that people have, is they think my life is the way, and they come up with these reasons as to why it is. And the thing is about your brain, whatever you tell your brain, it's going to give you an answer for it. So if you think about why you can't do something, it's going to give you 10 reasons why you can't. But if you think about why you can do something, it's going to give you 10 reasons how you can do it. So it really goes into that thinking of, how can I do this? How can I make my budget work? Because if you think, oh, my budget doesn't work, or my budget won't work, your brain will come up with 10 reasons why you're right. And if you think, hey, my budget can work, and this is how we're going to make it work, it turns your brain on to, okay, how can we make this work? Because your thoughts, they really dictate your actions. And that is how you, and those actions are going to be reflected in how you spend your money. Also, part of this mindset problem is this idea of having to keep up with the Joneses, and that you have to do certain things just because other people are doing it. And that's not true. That's not true at all. The Joneses, as we've said before, are broke. You know, your neighbors are broke, and you don't want to be like them. So in your mindset, rather than thinking, okay, I need to get this brand new cell phone that costs $600 more than I can afford just because my neighbor who has a 10-year-old daughter has one, right? I mean, I can't tell you for how many years my parents had a nicer cell phone than I did, you know, and they barely knew how to use it, and theirs was a lot nicer than mine. And it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. You make those choices based on what you're able to do. And this goes back to the idea of telling your money where to go. And so what you need to do to fix these things is, you need to realize that you do deserve better with your money, and that it's okay to think positively about money and be able to come up with solutions to things. And we get into this, this is the worst habit that we can have, is when we get into this, I can't, or it doesn't work, or it doesn't, these negative thoughts, all they do is shut down your thought process, and they make it so that you're not coming up with solutions. And we really need to come up with solutions, because these are real problems and real things that can happen in your budget. But they're all solvable. That's the great thing, is that they are all solvable if you open up your mind and change your mindset to this idea that, yes, I can solve these things. This is possible. And anything is possible when you put your mind to it. We've heard that before from the movies and from different things. But it's true. When you put your mind to something, you can accomplish anything. So what you want to do is really work on that mindset. And if you catch yourself starting to say, I can't do this, or my budget doesn't work, or any of these negative thoughts start coming in, you need to be able to stop yourself. You need to be able to snap in and go, hey, this isn't right. This is not the thought process that I want. I want to think positive. I want to come up with solutions. I want to figure out how I can do this. How can you save for retirement? How can you pay off debt? How can you get your financial house in order? All of these different things, because the answers are there for all the situations. Some of them have difficult answers, but others are just a matter of taking a few minutes to figure it out. Like, some of the difficult problems that could be out there is when you do your budget and you find out you are way in the negative. That is when you have to make some real, real hard choices, and you have to really look and say, okay, what are my wants and what are my needs? Okay. And that leads us to another problem that people have, is that they believe that budgets are so restrictive, and they believe that they can't do certain things. And so they just throw their hands up and they say, I can't budget because I can't meet any of my obligations. You know, I don't make enough money, so I just need to scoot by as best as I can, and I can't really do a good budget, and I can't do all of these things. And again, that takes a step back into the thinking problem, where we have that attitude of I can't, but then they say this budget won't work because it's too restrictive. And there are some things you can do about that. One of the big things that most people don't know when they begin budgeting is they don't know where they're starting from. And they start with this idea of what is the perfect world. They think, okay, I want the perfect budget. I want it to be exactly the way I want it to work. And they don't give themselves any room for being realistic as to where they are today. And we've talked about this before, where if you are spending $500 a month on eating out, it's probably not realistic to cut that down to zero immediately. That's like a smoker quitting cold turkey and really struggling with those things, right? And can you do it? Can you quit cold turkey? Absolutely you can. And people do it, but it's not going to be easy. Okay. What you want to do with your budget is look at things and say, what can I quit cold turkey? And what are things that I maybe need to spend less on? Because there are things that you're overspending on. You may not realize it, but there are. Okay. Some of the things that you might be overspending on are like your entertainment. And when I talk about entertainment, I'm talking not just about going out to eat or going to movies or things. I'm talking about your TV, your satellite, those different things that are all out there that it's like, these are how I'm entertaining myself. Am I spending way too much money on it? It always makes me think how there are people who are constantly saying that they're struggling with money, yet they always have the newest, latest, and greatest iPhone. It really makes me wonder, because iPhones are not cheap. They are very, very expensive. And it's interesting that they'll come to me and say, I can't afford this. I can't afford any of this. My budget is so tight, I can't do anything. And I'll ask them, what kind of cell phone do you have? And they say, oh, I have the iPhone 12. And I say, how are you paying for that? Well, I'm paying on it monthly. What did you have before that? Well, I had an iPhone 11. Why did you upgrade from 11 to a 12? Because I wanted a new iPhone. You know, it comes down to that. I wanted. Did you need a new iPhone? Did your iPhone 11 work just as well as your iPhone 12 does? Yeah, it does. No problem. I was running an iPhone 6 for the longest time before it finally didn't function anymore. And when it didn't function anymore, that's when I went and bought a new cell phone. So we really need to look at some of these things, like our wants and our needs, okay? Because once you are able to identify those wants and kind of cut them out a little bit, then you're able to find that money that you need for your needs, okay? You can't let your money control you. That's one of the big problems. And the more you let it control you, the more out of control it will get, okay? My wife and I have been watching this show recently about people who are tremendously overweight, and they have this addiction to food. And it's a real big problem where they just cannot stop eating, and they can't stop because it's their comfort. It's the way that they do things. And for some of us, spending money is that similar addiction, where we have that addiction to, we have to spend money, we feel like, and we want to get all of our wants. And if we're not able to get our wants, then we feel like we're not happy. And that is that again goes back to our first problem of a thinking error, because you don't need everything that you want to be happy. You need to cover your needs. You need to protect your family. and build that piece of your financial house. And that's the steps that you need to take in order to find that happiness. The third thing that I want to quickly touch on that people run into is that they try to budget from their heads, meaning they don't write anything down. They don't keep track. And I fell into this when I was a lot younger. I fell into this idea that if I had money in my bank account, then I had money. And that wasn't a very good way of doing things, because I found that bills weren't getting paid. I was falling behind on things, because if I had money in my account, oh, I can go out to eat. Oh yeah, I got the money for that. If I, you know, I can go buy that video game, or I can go to that show or that concert. And, you know, if there was money in the account, and I didn't have that looking forward of, do I really have money because of the obligations that I need to pay? And a lot of times I found that I was short, because I judged based on that idea of, if there was money in the account, I had money to do it. And I had this real change where I was tired of being broke, because when you budget that way, where you don't keep track of anything and you just kind of coast along, you find you're always broke. And I was tired of feeling like I was always broke. So I decided to put together a system. And I created this system where I was able to create my first budget. And I'll be honest, it didn't work very well. I really struggled with that first budget because it was not perfect. And what I found is it actually took me about 3 months of looking at that budget every week and making sure that it really met everything that I needed before I was able to kind of say, okay, this is starting to work. And if you think about it, let's talk about McDonald's for a second, okay? You have McDonald's that is a multi-billion dollar company, okay? How is it that this multi-billion dollar company can be run by a bunch of pimple-faced teenagers? You know, it's, think about it. You have a multi-billion dollar company and it's run by teenagers. Okay. They're the ones on the front lines taking your orders. They're the ones that are making all the sandwiches and the burgers in the back. They're the ones that are cooking the French fries and doing all those things. And it's all of these young teenagers that are doing all of the different pieces of operating this multi-billion dollar business. How is it that they can do it? Well, they do it because they have systems in place. Okay. And it makes it really easy to run this business because the systems are in place. And that's the same with your budget. As you put systems in place, you can really hone down and put your budget together. And if you have that system, it'll start to run itself and it will turn into a regular thing that you're doing, and it won't be so difficult. So those are the first three things I wanted to kind of touch on. We're going to talk about a few more tomorrow. But remember that you got to have that proper mindset as far as your budget goes. You got to be thinking of how you can do things and not focusing on that negativity. And then number two is that you need to be positive about your budget. You can't think it's restrictive. You can't give in to the wants. You need to really focus on those needs. And then the last thing you need to remember is you need to get a system in place. You need to be able to track and write down and set those things so that you can see them and review them regularly, all right? And I'll just throw in a quick plug for Tregator on that is a great system that you can use to manage your money and to create this financial house. I would suggest that you go out and try their app. It does give you a free trial for 30 days, so go ahead and do that. And those are the first three things that we wanted to cover today. Tomorrow we are going to cover a few more. But now let's switch gears just a little bit and let's talk about some questions. And it looks like our questions today are revolving a little bit more around level three of your financial house, getting out of debt. So let's jump into these. Our first question is from Kelsey. She says, needing some advice. We are paying off our last debt. It is a credit card that we owe about $11,000 on. We want to pay it off as soon as possible. The interest rate is 20%. Should I try to get another credit card at 0% interest and do a balance transfer, or maybe get a loan from our bank to pay it off? Kelsey, I appreciate the question. I really struggle with the idea of using debt to pay off debt. That's something that I've never been a fan of, and there's a couple of reasons. Number one, most people who are doing things like that, where they're using debt to pay off debt, whether it be they refinance their home or they take out a consolidation loan or different things like that, one of the biggest problems is that they are not quite disciplined to not rack up that debt again. And I hope that you're disciplined enough to not do that, because if you do the step, which I have no problem with trying to save on interest, that's not a problem to me. The trouble I have is if you go out and you put that $11,000 balance onto another credit card for zero interest, you need to make sure that you're destroying and closing that other credit card, because you don't want an $11,000 balance to creep up on you again. If you are using credit cards or any debt at all, then absolutely do not get more debt. Do not go into debt to try to pay off debt, because if you're not disciplined enough with your debt payoff to continue paying, you're going to run into struggles. So if you are disciplined enough that you're able to not accumulate any more debt and you can shut down that credit card, then I would say, yeah, you can go after that route. But there's, again, a couple of things that you really need to focus on. One, closing down that account. The other one is double check those terms, because some of those balance transfers, it's you have 6 months to pay it off. Otherwise, they give you interest on the back end. And you don't want that. You don't want to have to pay interest for 6 months as you've been trying to pay it off. And so be really, really careful with that. My initial reaction is get that thing paid off as fast as you can without going into further debt. But if you do have an opportunity and you're disciplined, then you know you can get that into a lower rate option as long as you continue your plan and you stay on track. So don't go into any further debt, though. Don't make sure that if that's $11,000, that's all the debt that you have. Don't go into further debt to pay off that debt and then rack up more debt. Keep discipline. The next question that we have actually has come from several listeners. This is a common one that we've been getting a lot lately. And it's around the question of, should I use my emergency fund to pay off debt? And I know it's really, really tempting, especially if you are on your last debt, and let's say that you have a $1,000 credit card and you have a $1,000 emergency fund, and you're just that little bit off of being totally debt-free, this idea comes and you say, oh, I could use my emergency fund and pay off that debt. The only problem with that is if you have that $1,000 emergency fund and you're paying off $1,000 in debt, you then have no emergency fund. And I, as you can tell, I'm generally a positive person, but there is something I'll tell you. If you don't have that emergency fund, something is going to happen. And as soon as you pay off that debt, something is going to happen that you'll really wish you had that $1,000 in your emergency fund. And that temptation is going to be there to go into debt to pay that, to pay for that emergency. So now here's the reverse side of that coin is this. If you have been fantastic with your emergency fund, and let's say you've saved up a $10,000 emergency fund and you have a $1,000 debt left, okay, I say, sure, use $1,000 from your emergency fund to pay off that debt because you still have $9,000. Now, if you do that, the next step in your financial house is going to, it's going to kind of take you back into that protecting your family step where you need to get that emergency fund in place. So when you're going to be using your debt snowball at that point to rack back up that $1,000 to get your emergency fund fully funded back to where you want it. So make sure that if you do those steps, that you still have a very good emergency fund and that you quickly save it up. But again, if you don't have more in your emergency fund than you do in that payment, for example, you have $1,000 and you have $1,000 debt, not a good idea to pay it off. Just continue your snowball, work through it, get it done, and you'll feel great and you'll have your emergency fund at the end. Last question comes from Chris. He says, the only debt that I have is my car. Would it be a smart idea to double my car payment every other month? Really, the question I would like to answer with that question is, why are you only paying double every other month? If you can afford to pay double on your car, that's your snowball right there. Why not pay double every month and get it paid off even faster? Then you'll have the full car payment plus your snowball that you'll be able to move into the next level of your financial house and get into some saving and investing, right? So what you really want to do is just get that paid off as soon as possible. When you have that snowball, you shouldn't be holding half of your snowball every other month and then throwing it at your debt the opposite months. So that's what I would recommend, is that you really focus on getting that paid off and throw as much as you can at it every payment and not just every other payment. Again, we want to let you know that you can submit questions to us via email at podcast@Tregator.com. You can also go to Tregator.com/podcast and fill out the form and submit a question there. You can also go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Tregator. We'd love to hear from you there and post your questions there. We do want to thank you for listening to this episode of the Tregator Podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Tregator. Go to Tregator.com to sign up for the free trial of the Tregator app. Budget by paycheck, build your savings, and knock out debt. With Tregator, you can enjoy life more and worry about money less. I thank you for listening. Please make sure that you subscribe to us so you never miss an episode. Click that subscribe button. Also, get over into Tregator and get that free trial started so that you can build that system that you need that we've talked about earlier today. Thanks again for listening. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow, and have a great day.